time to listen to the interviews from Island Life on Saturday, the 22nd of December, 2012. Island Life is our weekly magazine show focusing on Waiheke people, events and issues. It's brought to you every Saturday morning from 10 to 12 by the Humble Pie Village Butchery. You'll find them at 102 Ocean View Road, Oneroa. On Saturday, the 22nd of December, Emma Boa-Warner talked to landscape gardener James Kilpatrick and Linda Savage and Linda Smith from Waiheke Island Council of Social Services.
How are you, James? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Eva. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good too. Thank you very much. So, let's get cracking, because I know you're on a busy time schedule because you've got your baby boy asleep at home with Grandad.
I do.
He's going to need Daddy when he wakes up.
That's right. Well, I suppose hopefully Grandad hasn't gone to sleep too.
Yeah. Let's not put that on air and broadcast it too widely.
No.
Because he might not be too chuffed with that.
He'll be wide awake and bushy.
Well, he'll be doing the housework, won't he?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
If not, he can come round and mow my lawn. Oh, no, we've already done that.
Or he'll be on Facebook.
Yes. Right, so what have you got for us this month? I bet you've been really busy coming up to Christmas.
Oh, yes. No, I've been very busy. September, October and November, very, very big months for me. And I imagine for a lot of other landscape gardeners out there. And of course, December, everybody wants their place to be looking spick and span for Christmas.
Looking at me there.
Yes. So we've done a bit of that work as well.
Great.
I call it garden taming.
Garden taming, yes. I think somebody came and tamed my garden for me this week.
Yes.
Thank you very much for your wonderful lad there.
You did very well. Now, so this month's really, well, I mean, gosh, what do? You put your feet up.
Exactly.
In the garden. You look at your garden and you go, gosh, haven't I done well?
Yes. Or hasn't my gardener done well in my case?
Yeah, exactly. But I know that is figuratively for a lot of you, because in the garden, of course, you know, you're thinking about the lovely weather we're about to have or not to have.
I know. Yeah.
It's a bit marginal at the moment, isn't it?
Well, it was gorgeous yesterday. Of course, now I've put my little summer outfit on today. You know, it's gone a bit cooler.
Yeah. So bearing that in mind and watching the weatherman or woman, I'd imagine that I think we are in for a bit of a dry summer. So if you have the time over Christmas, which I'm sure a lot of you might put a few moments aside, you just really need to be mindful of keeping up with your watering. Someone told me the expression deep watering of your plants.
So making them almost soggy.
Yeah, almost soggy at this time of year, especially if you're going away on holiday. You know, and you can see that your plants are starting to look a little bit thirsty. Then that's something you can do. Also, once you've done a bit of deep watering, you can mulch. So it could be newspaper and leaves. It could be
carpet, even old carpet. I saw somebody doing old carpet. Does that work?
Yeah, well, I suppose it works. It doesn't look fantastic though.
No, it doesn't.
If you're more if you want everything to look sort of pretty for Christmas, you can use a sort of a decorative mulch. Or, you know, a bark chip. They come in all sorts of colours. So,
I like bark chips, actually. I like those.
So those sorts of things are, you know, also you're going to get a lot of bugs now. And if you've got your tomatoes looking rather fantastic, because you should have your tomatoes planted out by now.
Oh, really?
Unlike myself.
and me this year.
Yeah. So.
But I lent my trough to somebody for a play, so I'm excused. Anyway, carrying on.
Too busy, really. Your tomatoes, things like whitefly. Whitefly is a bit of a pain at this time of year. You don't need to get out the chemicals too much. I mean, you can do a pyrethrin and garlic spray.
Yes.
You can get in there and give it a bit of a dose before you head off on your holiday.
Chili and garlic spray, I believe, is also a good one.
Oh, yes. Oh, okay. Yeah. You know, so things that... It just doesn't last as long as some of the more
chemical ones.
It's more synthetic ones. So those sorts of things. So you can also dislodge your bugs too with your watering.
Of course.
If you see a few itchy bums or hoppers, then one of the things you can do is just basically put some water under the leaf and dislodge them. So if you're not into full-on chemicals, then that's definitely an option you can do.
Yeah, okay.
So we're just looking at some of the plants, really, plant of the month.
Plant of the month!
Plant of the month! Plant of the month. Yeah. Plant of the month is the Christmas lily.
Lovely. Christmas lily. Elle and Simon, you both like the Christmas lily?
So for the Latin people au fait with Latin, Lilium regale, New Zealand Christmas lily. It flowers early December late December and then into New Year. Very nice. I like it because it smells great. It's a good present for people.
Yeah. Oh, it is. It's an awesome present, actually. Thank you. Just had a couple of little Santa's fairies coming in and helping me with a little promo there.
And you get that lovely smell, and then someone will come up to you and say, "Oh, do you remember that Christmas lily you got me a couple of years ago?"
Yeah.
Well, it's still going. Because what you can do is you get them as seeds, you plant them in, they do, once they're established, they'll keep coming back. So
And the other one that's a big, big hit over Christmas, is it called poinsettia? Poinsettia?
It's a lovely red.
That's a big family tradition of ours, actually. Oh, okay. That my mum and grandma, we all give each other those plants over Christmas. That's a big family tradition, and I liked it. Then that was in the UK, obviously. But over here, they still seem really popular. I mean, obviously they're indoor plants.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But I mean, it really looks good on your table, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
It's almost like having, brightly coloured napkins on a stalk. You know,
exactly.
But in a nice way, they look really good. Don't
yeah,
they?
I love them.
Very
yeah.
full
in fact,
red flower.
If anybody's still looking for a Christmas present for me for Christmas, that would be nice. Anybody still looking for a Christmas present for me for Christmas? Moving on.
So that was plant of the month. Make sure that those plants have good drainage.
We talked
about a lot of watering, but they don't like being they don't like wet feet. So there's a lot of plants you'll read in books, they say plant in well-drained soil.
Yeah.
So again, that's probably I'd remember that if you're going to use those sorts of plants. Really just keep up with your watering. Be mindful of bugs eating your tomatoes.
Right.
Weeding, if you feel like weeding, it's very character building, so it could be something, because they'll be coming. When you come back from your holiday, they're there. Enjoy the garden. I mean, this is the time of year where you can really just sit back and put your feet up, and if you've done everything that you're supposed to be doing.
Absolutely, yes.
A tick.
Yeah, and how many of us have done that? Not me, yeah.
But the other thing, too, is you might not be needing to... the good thing about a drought, if there is a good thing, is that you don't need to mow your lawn every other week.
This is true. And the weeds don't grow quite as fast.
Anyway.
Right.
Well, that's me.
That's you done. Oh, thank you, James.
No
well, thank
problem.
You so much for all your help over the last year or two with all of these Christmas, monthly segments, rather. And have a great Christmas with the family.
I will, you too.
And we'll see you in the new year.
Okay, nice one. Cheers.
All right. Well, I'd just like to welcome into the studio Linda Savage and Lisa. I don't know your surname, Lisa?
Smith.
Lisa Smith. And they're here with their Wycos hats on, aren't you, ladies?
Yes.
Right, okay. So, first question. What does Wycos mean and what do you do?
Wycos stands for Waiheke Island Council of Social Services.
That's it. I couldn't remember.
Now I'm going to test you next time I come on. So please
she
make note
well.
This time. It's a collection of social service agencies, really, and organisations that care about the social welfare and well-being of the people of this community. So you'll have representatives from budgeting, Citizens Advice Bureau, mental health, Biritahi Hawara, Living Without Violence, the police come along. Who else comes along, Liz?
Members from the local board.
Adult literacy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's quite a mix, isn't it?
Yes,
it is. And we talk about, as I say, the well-being of the island and its community, and try to work together strategically so that we get the maximum benefit for people of this community.
Lovely. Thank you. That was a very full answer. Top marks.
Yes.
So, Lisa, what are you coming in to chat to about particularly this month?
This month I'm talking about domestic violence and how it escalates over Christmas. Mm. And for anyone that has any queries or wants to research the subject a little more, the website for itsnotokay.org.nz has so much information, resources, tools, contacts, phone numbers. It is a fabulous site. And it also has a Dear Jude and a Dear Vic.
Sorry, hold on. Sorry, I don't know what that was then.
A Vic support line. So you can actually write in and talk about whatever's concerning you. And I was having a look at it just the other day, and there are people that are writing and asking for advice around different situations that happen in the home.
Right.
And yeah, so it's a great support.
Okay, can we just have what's the email address again, Lisa?
It's www.itsnotokay.org.nz. And you'll find a lot of contact numbers. And another support line for people that are dealing with domestic violence is the SHINE phone number, which is 0508 744 633. And they're at www.toshine.org.nz.
Great, thank you. Yeah, it is a difficult time for some people, isn't it, building up to Christmas?
Yes, it is. And, you know, social stresses that we put on ourselves, that we should have presents, and that Christmas dinner should look like this. And so we try to stretch our dollar. And and then, of course, when we can't meet our financial obligations, the pressure starts to build. Mm. And then we have social situations. There's a lot more alcohol and involved around this festive time of the year, and that it's not a reason, it's not an excuse, but that can help accelerate
can
it.
Okay.
And they reckon that there's a 40% increase in domestic violence incidents this time of year.
Really?
40%.
Wow, that's quite shocking, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know, for many people that aren't aware of things that are going on like that, you know, it's hard to comprehend, really.
It is. And the one thing that we will stress, as well as those telephone numbers that Lisa's handed out, that if you are really fearful, ring the police.
Yeah.
Because if you don't feel safe, or indeed if you are really concerned about the safety of somebody that is a neighbour or a relative or a friend, and you really are concerned, the best people to ring is the police. There is it's always good to ask, isn't it, Lisa? On the Are You Okay website, just to ask, are you okay?
Yes.
Sometimes a friendly word.
There's examples of letters that people have written in saying, oh, this is happening in my relationship, this has happened, and I'm feeling that these might, you know, I'm feeling a little bit tense about it. I'm not sure if this is an indication of. And then the response back clearly outlines what domestic violence involves. So it's a very comprehensive site.
Okay, yeah, because of course it's not always just physical violence, is it?
No.
It can be mental cruelty and torture, yeah.
Psychological abuse,
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so yeah, quite a serious message, everybody, but really something very worthwhile, and something that it's really important that we get from sort of out of the closet, and people talk about, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, and I really encourage people, if they have suspicions that it's happening for someone, just ask, how are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, and be a supportive, non-judgmental ear for them to talk.
Yeah.
Because that can be a huge help. Mm. And like that current ad at the moment, the It's Not Okay campaign with all the cardboard cutouts, that's speaking to not being a cardboard cutout, but actually, you know, asking. Taking an interest and just ask. That's all you have to do. And then there are numbers that the possible victim can call to get further support.
Yeah. Because I think people sometimes are afraid to think, oh, it's not my business. I shouldn't interfere in somebody's private relationship. Mm. And, you know, it's not that people don't care. It's that people don't know how to fix it. So that's they don't know what to do and how to get involved.
Yeah. Yep. Mm. And then that can turn into... oh, well, it's not my business. I won't put my nose in, you know.
Yeah.
And I've had a few conversations around people that say, oh, no, domestic violence doesn't happen with my friends or in my family. And that may be the case. When your children grow up, they may end up with someone who did grow up in a family that domestic violence was an issue, and you really want your children to know what the signals are and how to handle it, or at least have some support around that. So I'm afraid it affects everyone.
Good point.
That's a really interesting point, Lise, because I had a conversation with my daughter yesterday, and she's in a new relationship. She's 30, and she they're just laying down some ground rules, and she said to Peter, she said, there's one thing that's not good for either of us, and that's violence or psychological abuse. And she said, if ever I hit you or you hit me, then we call it quits. There's no first time.
Yeah.
You know, it was there's no like, oh, did it once and then that's okay.
Oh, absolutely.
She just said, there's no first time, so we make that rule right now. If I ever hit you or I abuse you psychologically or emotionally, or you do the same to me, then that's it, we walk away.
Yeah, well, that's sensible. It's quite a serious conversation to have. But yeah, I mean, it's something that I think the more people are open and talk about stuff. I remember my mum saying to me once that, which is slightly different, but mental illness or things that go on sort of verbally, people aren't always that supportive and sympathetic of, because it's not always visible. And that's the same, I think, with domestic violence. It's not always visible, it's often hidden.
Yeah.
So people don't always take it with the same sort of degree of seriousness, but people don't talk about it either.
No.
It's almost like a hidden thing. Mm.
It is, and the sad thing is people often think it's a certain demographic, don't they, Lise?
Yes.
And it's not. It has no boundaries. And those people in the higher socioeconomic groups often find it more difficult to talk about it.
Yes.
They work harder to hide it.
Right,
okay.
But there's a sad note on Christmas, but it does happen, and we want to draw the attention to it.
No, I appreciate you coming in, ladies. I really do, because I think it is something that should be talked about more, and then it becomes less of a taboo subject, isn't it?
So for help on the island, you can phone Living Without Violence directly. You can phone Piritei Hauora. You can phone the police, and they can also put you in contact with who might be able to help.
Right.
So there's lots of support here. And, you know, I really encourage people to get proactive about the issues in their lives that are causing pressure. If you have financial difficulties, really think seriously about going to the budgeting services, because they actually take care of it for you. They help you figure out a plan of action. If you've got lots of debt, they will take over paying and communicating with the people that you're in debt with.
Well, they'll act as an intermediary, won't they?
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm. And when those companies realise that you're actually doing something about it, the phone calls stop.
Yes.
You know, that you pick up all time of the day, and, you know, so, yeah, I just really look at the things that are causing stresses and do something about them.
Yeah.
Just break it all down.
Drugs and alcohol counsellors at the Hauora. You know, there are people here on the island that can help.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So if you've got problems in those directions, then there are support groups on the island.
Yep. And even if you just want to talk to someone, there are counsellors out there that are available.
That are available free of charge through those organisations.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think people are also thinking, I haven't got the money to spend on a counsellor. But but actually, many of the support organisations on the island, they offer them, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah. That's great. Thank you.
Another thing we want to just talk about, which is a nice thing, is YCOS hosted Volunteers Thank You Day.
Oh, yes.
A couple of weeks ago at the Hawara. And it was absolutely fabulous. I went and helped do the food, and I had to go, and I was so disappointed because it looked so gorgeous. Oh. But there was about 50 people, wasn't there, Lise, that attended, and the local board were there, a number of YCOS people were there. And it was to say a real special thank you to those hidden people that go out there and do so much for this community, and nobody knows about it.
Give up their time, their energy. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was really good. And there's something else, Lee, say, that's happening in February.
Yes. Our Waitangi Whānau Celebration Day down at the Marae. And I encourage everyone to come down, especially if you haven't been to the Marae before. We'll have the pōwhiri at 10 o'clock and you can have an official welcome on. And once you've been welcomed onto our Marae, you can then come on any time you like. If there's anyone out there that would like to have a stall to promote some form of community activity that that they think is interesting, and that could be, you know, I know people that collect brown paper and they're passionate about it. So you can contact Lisa Smith at Pirite Hauora, leave a message or send an email and I'll get in contact with you. So it's about supporting our family and strengthening the connections that we have within our community, and also to highlight to the community what support is available. So we will have lots of stalls there that will be interactive and just to strengthen connections. That's what this is about.
Is the hangi going to be there?
Oh, absolutely. We're having our annual hangi, and so those will be priced out at $5 a hangi. So we do our best to subsidise them so that everybody can experience a hangi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yum.
Yum's right.
Yummy. Right. Well, thank you very much for taking this time. Busy weekend for everybody, weekend before Christmas. So I really appreciate you coming on board and chatting about this really important stuff. And have a lovely Christmas. Lovely
thank
and
you.
A safe Christmas, ladies.
Yes.
And Merry
thank
Christmas
you.
To you, Emma, and to everybody else on the island. And stay safe.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. Right. Let's... Wakey Radio. So I just want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas from all of us here at Waiheke Radio. Have a safe one, enjoy it, and spoil each other. Bye now.
You've been listening to the interviews from Island Life, our weekly look at Waiheke people, events and issues, every Saturday morning from 10 till 12, with interviews repeated on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. and Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. Island Life is brought to you by The Village Butchery, the place to go for great cuts of meat and friendly service. You'll find them at 102 Ocean View Road, Onirua.